Beyond presents a very merry episode of Fragments. The Lincoln Crying Christmas Ceremony. Good title. It's December 1564. The place, Lincoln. And as today, where there's a little ceremony to switch on the Christmas lights or open a Christmas fair, lo, the Common Council of Lincoln had a similar event to mark the beginning of Christmas, with fun and jollity mandatory upon pain of being thrown into a pit with newts. Yes, you heard that correctly. Newts. So they mean business in Lincoln. Basically, have fun, or else. The Crying Christmas text is mostly extant, with just a few edges lost in places. Though we probably could infer some of the text ourselves, we've left the gaps in place, reimagining the event in the present day, with a knackered PA system that cuts the speakers off. So, sit back and enjoy the speeches of the three senators, performed by Alex Scott Fairley, Emma Kemp, and Liza Graham. The Lincoln Crying Christmas Ceremony, 1564.
Is this thing on? Oh.
The Maker Almighty, the ground of all grace, save this congregation that be here present, and bring them all to the celestial place, that with patience will hear the effect of our intent.
Our intent and purpose is ancient customs to declare, that have been used in this city many years ago. And now, for to break them, we wish ye should beware. For there be grievous punishments for them that will do so.
At the time of Christmas, mirth hath been made throughout all nations of the Christian faith. And still so to keep it, ye need not be afraid. For then was our Saviour born, as the scripture saith.
At that time, said St. John, appeared our perfect light, and the Saviour of all the world that faithfully trust in him. St. Luke, in the second chapter, declaring his strength and might. Therefore, at that time, to be merry, we wish ye should begin.
The angels, with mirth, the shepherds did obey, when they sung Gloria in excelsis, in turns mystical. The birds, with solemnity, sung on every spray, and the beasts, for joy, made reverence in their stall.
Therefore, with a contrite heart, let us be merry all, having a steadfast faith and a love most amiable, disdaining no man of power great nor small, for a cruel oppressor is nothing commendable.
Whatever oppressor will be cruel and not merry make shall be sore fettered in a dungeon full deep, wherein is toads and newts with many a great snake. That place is so dark, you shall not see your feet.
Therefore, Christmas mirth I would ye should esteem, and to fear God and show ye deeds of charity, both man and wife, or else the people will assemble with weapons sharp and keen. Wherefore, it will not prevail to make any strife.
Against that holy time all good people do prepare, as well kings and queens, that is of most noble birth, as also dukes, earls, and lords royally will fare, and spend the time of Christmas with joy and mirth.
For so much as all degrees within this realm do highly esteem the time of Christmas, to break that honourable custom I would none to... but spend the time in hearing and following God's...
That is the chief cause hither we were sent, to give the people warning to have all things perfectly. For they that do not breaketh Master Mayor's commandment, and according to the order, punished must they be.
Therefore, endeavor yourselves to have all things well, that no default be found neither of rich nor poor. But at that time, help your neighbors, as St. James doth, refreshing the poverty that cometh to the door.
Briefly, we have declared the effect of our mind, and I do not doubt that you will have it in one neighbor to another. I wish you should be kind, for the time doth so spend needs we must go for.
Here we cannot tarry, the time passeth. This mortal world is but vanity. All magistrates and rulers, we would ye should walking in your vanity.
The eternal Lord have unto other places pour upon you. He that all things.
Oh, turn it off.
Amen.
In the Lincoln Crying Christmas Ceremony, Alex Scott Fairley was the first senator, Emma Kemp the second senator, and Liza Graham the third. Fragments is hosted and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not buy us a coffee on ko-fi.com or become a patron and get early access and bonus material. Our patrons get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links in the show description. Goodbye. Merry Christmas.
Turn that down! Oh, my ears! Oh, bugger me!
Gavin! What is an appropriate early modern technician's name?
Is this thing on? This is a local Christmas for local people.